Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It is December 7th, 2016, and I hope you're ready for the holidays because they're rolling in about as fast as God is doing new things right now. I'm really excited about what's happening, and we want to get going here. We're here to my ministry, Enlight Connection. We help you hear the voice of God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. We do this webcast the first Wednesday of every month, and from this, you'll hear my prophetic words, and they'll also go out during the month. Starting next week and throughout the month, we put those in writing and get them out there on my blog. So you can chat in your questions if you have any. If you're on live, it's on DougAddison.com, and chat those in. I got the team, the IC team, Enlight Connection team is on there to help you. We're not going to be able to do any dream interpretation because it's too complicated, but it's going to be a really good time, and I'm going to answer a lot of those questions a little bit later in the broadcast. So we have Pam and others in the chat room and helping us right now. Stay connected. DougAddison.com is my website. Also, if you're listening to this later on through our iTunes podcast, you can connect with me through Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, Doug T. Addison, and Instagram, Doug T. Addison as well. And also, remember my daily prophetic words. That's what most people know me for, actually, going around the world. Hashtag daily prophetic. They're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Also, on my website, you can go there and sign up to get them delivered right to your email address. That is the best way. Your email box is the best way to get them. It's what I do. While you're there, download my free ebook, How to Hear the Voice of God for Yourself. Check out our training resources and things like that. All right, let's get rolling. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, God, that your Holy Spirit is moving right now, breaking things off, breaking things open. I felt like this month is a breaker anointing coming, and especially through the internet. This is a time, don't back down. This is a time to press in and take new things. In Jesus' name, we ask the Holy Spirit to come. We pray for healing. We pray for the release of the prophetic like never before. Amen. Well, I want to start out by honoring an amazing prophet and man of God who went to heaven on November 23rd, Kim Clement. I just want to take a moment and honor him and pray for he and his wife, Jane, and his family, his ministry house of destiny. You know, such a pain to lose such a vibrant warrior of the Lord, just ripped from us. It's just way too much to fathom. And our prayers go out to all of us. We're all grieving. And people have been asking me. I've never released anything publicly on this till now. The morning of November 23rd, before I received the news of Kim's passing, I woke up at 3 a.m. very perplexed, that as the heavens were darkened, and it was as if every demon, it was like a lot of demons had come over and was hovering over Southern California. And later I understood this once I got the news and God began to speak to me. It was very similar to Luke 23. When Jesus died, the sun was darkened for 3 hours at 3 p.m. I believe this was because all the demons gathered to celebrate something they thought was a gain. But little did they know, they didn't realize that it was a loss. Every time we lose a servant on earth, it's a gain in heaven, and it releases greater blessing on earth. And this is something I want to just encourage us with. John 12:24, very truly I say to you, Jesus said this, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. You know, this is so important to understand. At Kim's graduation into heaven, here's what I heard. Oh boy, this has happened over the last week or so, that there was a sudden loud burst because, see, there was darkness, but it was a burst of applause and great celebration in heaven, and a veil in the spiritual realm split, and it was an explosion of confetti. It looked like confetti coming down. It was bright lights and colors that broke the darkness, and these were his anointings, Kim's anointings, his assignments, his unfulfilled prophetic words begin to fall to earth, and it was brilliant light. It was in a time of joyous celebration. Even though we're grieving on earth, in heaven it was a joyous time that at this time happened, that his gifts, things came right back to earth. I'm not talking about getting a mantle here. What I'm saying is God doesn't usually give a mantle of a prophet or a person of God, because time is so short right now. It explodes into many gifts, many things. And you know, with the ultimate passing of a powerful man of God, in an untimely way, the prophet actually going to the Lord is an injustice that's left on earth. Similar to the untimely passing of Stephen in Acts 7, this is what the Lord was showing me. It leaves a vacuum, on the earth, and that causes God to be justified to move in an even greater measure for repayment. So in Acts 7, Stephen was stoned, he was martyred, but then Acts 9, two chapters later, it caused the Lord to respond with the Apostle Paul, or Saul at the time, who later commissioned and took the gospel all over the world. So an untimely death of a servant of God can bring a global harvest and change the world forever. This is what's happening right now with the untimely death of the prophets. And some people have asked me, why? And, I don't know. I don't understand these things. There's things of God we don't understand. And all I'm saying is that something's going on. And also people have asked me that, why did Kim see himself, in visions and things and dreams, that he was going to live longer and do things that actually didn't happen? This happened as well with John Paul Jackson. It's very common for prophets to see themselves living longer or doing things that they may not have fulfilled on earth. Bob Jones was the same. This is because their ministry and gifts never die. They carry them into heaven, and earth goes on. Heaven and earth are very interactive. This is so important to understand. So a few days ago, I woke up hearing Kim's voice speaking in my spirit very loudly, "Don't forget my call to Hollywood." Now, I'm not saying I got anything from him except a lot of encouragement to press in, to do those things for those who remain. That's what I'm encouraged to press in for us right now, because of the verse Psalm 116. This was in my 2016 prophetic forecast. Precious, Psalm 116:15. Precious in the light, in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Now, I wrote this at the beginning, or last year, about this year, and I said this: it will be important to understand God's ways, as key servants are going to be taken to heaven in 2016. This is not to bring fear, but great celebration for their lives and what they've done. It will be, and it's going to greatly change the landscape of heaven and bring a major shift on earth. And as these things happen, the prayers of those who come into agreement with heaven and earth is going to change. So this is going to happen right now. These things are happening with the untimely passing. But know this, they are still alive. May Kim's journey and his calling and his ministry and his encouragement and his message never stop. There's going to be a special broadcast this Saturday, December 10th at 12 noon Pacific time. It's on Kim.tv. I encourage you to go there to be part of that this week and support his ministry through this time as well. I know that we've donated as a ministry to them. And so I want to pray right now. God, we come into agreement with heaven for the life and the ministry of a prophet, Kim Clement. God, we pray for Jane and their children and their ministry, their staff, students, followers, their partners, all who are feeling the weight of this loss and the grief. And we say, Father, comfort us as we cannot understand this untimely passing of a friend and servant. We ask now that you would send us the Comforter. We pray, God, that it would make sense later as his gifts and ministry go on, as it begins to explode and causes something just like with the untimely death of Stephen in Acts 7. It exploded to world harvest after Acts 9. So we say, yes, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Oh, my goodness. I wanted to start with that, and because I've been carrying that, and I feel like I finally got a release on things. I'll be putting out some prophetic words this month. But I do prophetic words each month, and I release them here first. And here is the December prophetic words. And the Lord is closing the books on your previous season of life. So it's really important not to focus on the past or even how you feel right now. Because as God closes the books on the past, it's going to feel like right now you're feeling like you're in limbo. I'm talking to so many people who feel like they've missed the Lord. They feel like they've messed up. They've been contacting me, asking me about timing, asking me about things like that. But the Lord's saying to you, listen, this is what he's saying. I've chosen you and your generation for a special working of my power. Don't worry about how it looks now. Don't worry about the details of how it will happen. When the time has come, it will come quickly, but the time is soon. And this is time to prepare. Because many prophetic words have not come to pass, and because there's been untimely passing of many prophets and other people of God, some people right now are being tempted to reject and despise the prophetic ministry or the prophets. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't let go. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. God is doing something new right now. In fact, he spoke to me, Ezekiel 12, 21 through 23. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, what is this proverb you have in the land of Israel, that the days go by and every vision comes to nothing? Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, I'm going to put an end to this proverb, and they will no longer quote it in Israel. No, something new is going to happen. Say to them, the days are near when every vision will be fulfilled. Wow, this is happening right now, friends. This is coming to pass. Many people have been discouraged. They've been saying, why are the prophets, you know, some of the prophets are saying things that are opposite than others. There's been all this strange stuff. They've been discouraged. The hopelessness has set in. But hear the word of the Lord. This is not the time to pull back. This is the time to move forward. This is the time to trust the Lord like never before, because the enemy is trying to get people to reject the prophets, to reject the prophetic ministry, because God's about to move in a really, really big way. Listen to me. Starting in March 2017, things are going to take a sudden turn as God's going to release his glory back into the church like never before. I'll be talking about more about that next month, but I've been having encounters, and it's going to part of it's coming out in my 2017 prophetic forecast book on these encounters and what God is showing me and how things are going to come about. So how this has to do with you, December is going to be a time of renewing your gifts, things that maybe you've forgotten about or that you have overlooked are going to come back to you, so you can expect to see an amazing shift over your life, over your family, over your money, over your finances, over your ministry. Some people have been feel like you've been kicked out of ministry or lost your ministry. It's going to come back. It's going to come back. God is saying, get ready. It's going to be exciting new things this month. And I heard the Lord say that there are a number of new spiritual gifts coming to us starting in December. Just like Christmas is the time of gifts, most of us have received promotions during the time of October, during Yom Kippur. And it's very common for a couple months to kind of slide by before we start seeing the fruit of that. You're going to start seeing evidence of these promotions in your life starting this month. God is the giver of good gifts. We know that. Matthew 7:11. Jesus says it. And this month we're going to start seeing some really amazing positive surprises. And this is going to help lift the spirits of those who've been going through some difficult times. I know I'm one of them. And the enemy has not wanted you to see the good things that are coming in 2017. That's why he's getting people sidetracked and focused on other things. So get ready to cross over into a new season in which the spiritual atmosphere is going to begin to ripen for a new move of God. It is so powerful. So I released a prophetic word on December 1st about significant days in December. And so it was when I was getting my daily prophetic words for December, I heard the Lord say this, to watch for 3 days, December 5th, the 15th, and the 17th. And there was going to be something significant. Sure enough, something happened on December 5th. Myself and many of my staff members felt something shift. I was on the phone today with a pastor who felt it at the same thing. Something shifted just 2 days ago in the spiritual realm. And that causes things to get ripened and to get ready. So look forward to some amazing things to start to come, and especially on Christmas. Last year, I had a major encounter on Christmas morning in which I saw an angel measuring to build something new in the spirit. Now, this looked like Ezekiel 40 to 44 measuring angel. I saw the release of worker angels who came and were assigned to bring about this new thing. That was a year ago. And God is now bringing it about. He's going to bring these things to pass. God showed me that this is part of what's happening right now. He's going to do a new thing, and he's trying to get us ready for it. He's going to release his power. He's going to release his love like never before. You can expect prophetic dreams. We can expect supernatural encounters to start to increase this month. And I seriously feel like a kid waiting for Christmas with anticipation to see what is going to happen. What's going to happen this year, because the Lord has promised me. Last year, it was in October, he said, Doug, I'm going to visit you on Christmas. And I had forgotten about it till Christmas morning. And I just want to say this. Now he's saying it to you. He's saying this. I'm going to visit you on Christmas. Now, whether that's a straight up visitation, doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter if it's a dream. Doesn't matter if it's a shift over your life. Doesn't matter. God's going to do it. And it's going to happen. All right, shifting gears. A couple more prophetic words. There's a change happening. Talk about spiritual atmosphere. We need a shift right now in the political atmosphere. This is what I heard the Lord say. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Isaiah 43:18-19. Listen, you need to hear this. I'm making a way in the wilderness for some of you. God says, I'm doing a new thing, and it's going to bring about these things that, here's what I heard the Lord say, is it's going to cause us things are going to be outside of our understanding of our current thinking for what he wants to do. And God's about to do something outside of our paradigm. He's going to move outside the box. He's going to bring about a movement that is no longer limited to the four walls of a church or a political party. He's going to do something so radically new that you're going to be stretched. Your understanding won't be able to receive it. God is building his kingdom on earth, and what is coming will not fit into the current understanding, structure, wineskin, or even mindset of most people. He's doing something new politically. And on November 8th, it was the day of the morning of the elections, I got this prophetic word for the United States. I'm not necessarily a political prophet. I am political as a believer. I vote. I do all that stuff. I'm active. But I heard the Lord say this, "Oh, America, I still love you. I see your zeal for me. Satan has asked to sift you like wheat, and the enemy has been waging war against you. But a remnant is going to arise and possess the land. Your sons and daughters are going to awaken from a sleep and rise up like a mighty army. They will be like David's mighty men and women." Yes, women. I am moving on women, the Lord says. In this hour, I am going to do this. And I'm going to bring about great changes that are needed right now at this time. Listen, there's a shifting of power. In the political religious spirit is falling. And what matters more is the kingdom of God, because Jesus was not political. If you look at it, he was not political. He was kingdom political. They wanted him to get political, but he didn't. This is changing right now. We are going back to get a kingdom mindset, a kingdom political mindset, not a Christian political mindset, not things that had not worked in the past. I don't know. I'm just saying, God told me this, from this fresh new move, is going to arise something that cannot be contained. And what I'm going to do, God says, will confound the wise, will not be understood through the current beliefs and thinkings that many people, are holding on to. I'm going to bring about a new, about new wine. About a new power, a new presence, a new wine skin that will not look like anything. It won't fit in the old. I know I keep repeating this, but it's important to grasp this as it starts to happen. 1 Corinthians 2:9-12. However, it is written, the Apostle Paul says, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. These are the things that God has revealed to us by his Spirit, the Spirit that searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thought except a person's spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. So what we received is not from the spirit of the world, but from the Spirit of God, who may understand what God has freely given us. Now, that's a big, long verse there, all to say that God is going to do something new. And it's going to be outside of the world standpoint right now. How to respond, no matter what your religious beliefs are, no matter what your political party, no matter what your affiliations are, no matter who you voted for, it's important to respond biblically. The next president of the United States, the president-elect Donald Trump, doesn't matter if you voted for him, if you were offended by him, if you were actually thrilled by him. It doesn't matter. Remember that God is still in charge, and the world is still in his hands, and he's the one who's going to make the plans. The kingdom is still here, and we are not under man's rule, but under God's rule. Remember, the Apostle Paul urged us to pray for leaders. He did this during a time when one of the very evil emperors in Rome was in charge. During that time, he told us that we need to pray. We need to pray God's desires, his will. 1 Timothy 2:1-4, "I urge you, first of all," Paul says, "that prayers and petition, intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and those in authority, that we may live peaceful, quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleasing to our God, our Father, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved, to come to knowledge of truth." Listen, we need to pray for all people. And doesn't matter who you voted for, doesn't matter anything. So I had an encounter this morning, and yes, I was praying for Donald Trump this morning, and I was praying specifically. The Lord really put it on my heart to pray that he would begin to get godly dreams, dreams from the Lord that would actually disturb him and cause him to seek out prophetic wisdom. Pray that God would bring godly prophetic, people who can hear the Lord and respond, advisors around him. And God wants all people to be saved. Remember that. Not those who just have your beliefs or a particular political party. He wants all people to be saved. He wants us to be at peace and expect that he's going to move among us. And this is part of getting us ready for the new worldwide revival that's coming. God's desire is to bring peace during this time of turmoil and uncertainty. And it's really important for us to respond with maturity and to trust the Lord in the midst of these times. God is calling us right now to trust him like never before. He's calling new watchmen and women. I saw this. It was actually the morning of the elections. He spoke to me, Ezekiel 33:7, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. So hear this word I speak. When you hear the word I speak, give them the warning. The Lord is raising up a new breed of prophetic watchmen and women right now. And they will not only hear his voice, but they will know his heart. They will be in beat with him. This is a new watchman. Oh my goodness. I've been seeing this over and over. Those who are able to not only deliver prophetic words, but also give the wisdom, like the thing that happened with Joseph in Genesis 41. He was not only able to interpret the dream of Pharaoh, he was able to give the wisdom and understanding on how to take an ungodly leader's, listen, he took an ungodly leader's dream, interpreted it from the Lord, and then gave wisdom on how to bring about an amazing turnaround that saved the world and saved Israel, by the way. So the new prophetic watchmen are going to be sought after. And the prophets, listen, remember I started this by talking about the prophets. We're almost, the prophetic movement is suffering right now. But listen, this is because the prophetic is going to be intricate part of the kingdom once again. We used to be sought after by kings and leaders, but not anymore. We have not been sought after, but it's going to change. Maybe you've been going through some testing right now. God's testing you to get you ready for this. But you're going to be flowing with local leaders, world leaders. They told me a long time ago that I would be a prophet to the nations. I was wondering how that would happen. But you know, with the internet now, it can happen. Also, it can happen in different ways. This is really the time for restoration. Time's on your side because God is the keeper of time. He's raising up watchmen right now to know the time. I'm a times and seasons prophet, and I'm going to pray for you in a minute to get this. I'm going to pray for those who have been in the ashes that you'll rise up and your strength return. The Lord has not forgotten you. He is not I just want to say that there's many people on injured reserve right now in a time of hiddenness. You're going to come forward with power. This is for your own good, actually, that he's hidden you, that he's Satan has been raging a war against you and asked to take your life. God has hid many of you. And but here's the thing. You've made it through. We're coming into a new season, and God is going to strengthen you. He's going to heal you. There's going to be some timing issues with this to get it to all work out and get everything in place. But watch as the Lord raises up Ezekiel 33 watchmen around the United States and around the world. There's going to be a change coming to your ministry, to your life, to your family. And it might not look like what you think. It doesn't make sense. Remember, I kept saying that. The Lord's aware of how the enemy has overplayed his hand. He's done this. He's seen this. So watch as hidden things start to be revealed. I got some today. Things about how the enemy's come against my health got revealed again today more and more. Boy, in the last 30 days, I've gotten breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. And I just want to encourage you, and I'm going to activate this here in just a second. These are the things that are going to happen at the right time, at the right place. You have not been forgotten. You're greatly loved in heaven. And so I keep seeing this. I keep seeing visions of this. I released a prophetic word about this, about the storehouses in heaven and about the reaping from the storehouses. And God wants to repay you for your losses. That's a given. It's happening. Last June, this started to happen. And this is time that God wants to break the curses over your finances and release the resources into the kingdom of God. This is so important to me because we're starting to see greater returns on our giving and on our prayers. Deuteronomy 28:8, the Lord will command a blessing on your barns and on all that you undertake. He will bless your land. He will bless the land that the Lord is giving you. This is what I heard from heaven. He is commanding a blessing right now. And so I keep seeing storehouses in heaven with names on it. Your name, my name. And every time that you've given, every time that you've sown into other people, every time that you prayed, you've reached out, every time you've done something and not seen a response or return, the actual answers were there. The answers were placed in a storehouse every time. So it's not like God didn't answer you. You know, just because you didn't see it respond on earth. The fact is, the fact that you didn't see it respond on earth does not mean that it didn't answer. It was placed in a storehouse. Deuteronomy 28:12, the Lord will open his good treasure and the heavens, in the heavens, to give you rain on your land in its season and bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. This is what's coming right now because it's in a storehouse. Starting in December, you're going to see these storehouses begin to open over you. And this is going to create a new sound in heaven. I heard this like slot machine hitting a payout. That's a better, you know, for lack of a better term. That's what I heard. The key to this really is humility. The Lord told me that some people were bound up because of their offenses. They got offended during the elections. They got offended over someone else. They got offended during with this or that. And the Lord showed me this is what could actually plug up your time right now that you need to reap, because offenses will do it. Jesus says this in the verse that we all read about giving. Jesus, actually the verse that says a good, he wants to give and it will be given to you. I want to read it in context. Do not judge, Jesus said, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For the measure you use will be measured to you. Luke 6:37-38. It's really interesting that in that time about giving, Jesus starts by saying, context is don't judge. Because let go of judgments. This is what's going on right now, the political atmosphere. All kinds of people judging what's on TV. The internet's so full right now. It's because this is the payout of the storehouses. And we need to walk through this time of letting go of judgments to get those payouts of our... I don't know if you're catching this or not. But the key to receiving a full blessing is to start by clearing out judgments that we might have had against others. All right. Wow. I just want to just pray and activate that. I had an encounter just this morning in the courts of heaven where God began to open. I saw books being opened. These were prepared books that to prepare us for revival. Also, it was books with plans of finances that because finances are going to play a role in 2017 for this next move, we need to get Kingdom Financial Strategies to fund the new things because they're going to be so radically new. Remember I said this, it's going to stretch people? Well, yeah, people with the purse strings might not agree with what God's doing. So that's why God wants to fund some things with these strategies. He wants to give, wants to really do something new, start a flow. So get ready to cross over to the new season. I want to pray right now and activate this prophetic word. God, we thank you that you're moving right now and you're moving in a new season upon us. And Father, I just pray right now that you would activate this word, activate everything that the enemy has been trying to steal, activate the plan from heaven on earth as it is in heaven. The Bible says this, Jesus says this, on earth as it is in heaven. So we come into agreement with heaven on earth. We ask now, Father, that you would activate this ability to have eyes to see, to have ears that hear what the Spirit of God is saying right now. Father, we pray. I just pray right now as a prophet, because as a prophet, I can release these things. And as a seer, I'm a seer prophet with the times and seasons gift. I release right now the ability to see. Seeing is the greatest, one of the greater ways. Seeing involves all the senses, and that you can't be shut down. So, Father, I release a seer anointing right now. I release the Issachar times and seasons anointing right now. I activate it, and I activate everything that you have for kingdom financial strategies. And, Lord, we pray now that if there's anything, is if our tongues have cursed us knowingly or unknowingly, we ask you would show us that and remove it. If Satan is hiding something from us, in Jesus' name, I activate this breaker anointing that's going to break open things in the spiritual realm right now and reveal the plans that the enemy has been hiding against you. And I saw this happening. So, Father, I pray, show us what Satan doesn't want us to see. God, I pray for favor. I pray that we be seen as you see us. Let other people see us as you see us and not how the enemy wants us to be seen. We break off every curse, every incantation. Oh my goodness, we're about to see something big come. Father, we come into agreement for the revival coming. We come into agreement for the glory coming. And we call down fire from heaven right down, especially through the internet, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Wow. Wow. That was a powerful time. I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. I just want to encourage you, because God's doing something new on the internet. And that's why the enemy's trying to get you to back down from the internet, to get tired of the all the negativity in Facebook and social media, and to get tired of this and that, and to get, you know, to back down. This is not the time to back down. And I'm going to be talking more about that a little bit later in the month. About how we can respond. But hey, I got a few announcements for you. Be sure to check out my website, DougAddison.com. But we have a big Christmas sale coming starting today, the 7th. Everything in the store is going on sale till December 24th. We put together several bundles that you can save more on, like the Dream Crash Course. You can buy that with the Prophetic Tattoo and Piercing Interpretation Training. If you haven't seen that, go check it out, because it shows you how to reach out to the billion people who have tats. I'm not telling you to get a tat. I don't even have one. But I can train you on how to get prophetic words over tattoos, how to interpret dreams. And it's $80 off. And the first 25 people will actually, who go buys this bundle, will even save even more. Also, there's buy one, get one free offers. My team has just done a really great job of putting these things together to bless you at the holiday season. Again, the sale ends December 24th. Heads up, my new book's coming out, 2017 Prophetic Forecast. It's coming. And you'll be able to pre-order this book a little bit later this month. Last month, I did my first one, the 2016. It's still available, actually, for $5. It's an amazing book. I just want to encourage you to pick it up and to get ready for the new one. This is my second time writing it. I'm going to write it every year, God willing. But it was after an angelic encounter I had in 2015 when I was given a shepherd's rod. I was given a staff, and I knew it was to help shepherd the prophetic. And the Lord began to give me these prophetic words on a greater level, and the timing and being able to pull them together in a book. And previously, it was kind of hard for me to do, because times and seasons daily, prophetic words like manna goes away. But you know what? These words remain. And that's why I want to encourage you to check out the 2016 prophetic forecast, because it has a 7-year strategy. It has how to pray, anyway, make declarations of what God's doing. Also got some other things going. is considered giving to us right now. We're a not-for-profit. I'm not a non-profit because I am a prophet, but we're a not-for-profit ministry, Enlight Connection, and we actually are impacting the entire world. Consider giving a special year-end donation. I know that that if you've been blessed by us, that you can bless us as well. Yeah, this has been a year of healing breakthrough for me. I got hit so hard, but God's blessed us so much on the internet and by our partners. God blessed us online that I was able to actually take time and get healing and take time off the road. And people didn't even know it because God's blessing us on the internet and that we have partners that allow us to do it. And so this year, we've reached over 1 million people online. God has really blessed us with an online strategy and to be able to take the words of the Lord all over the world. And so consider being part of that. We have partners. You can make a one-time donation. Go to DougAddison.com, click on the donate button, or become a partner. That's for people who donate once a month. And especially for 2017, we have some really cool stuff coming up next year. And so consider becoming a partner. And what that means is that you'll hear from us. We have a partner program overseer, that's Pam. And she, I pray every day for our partners, our students and our school and everything. I pray every day. I take your names into the court of heaven every single day. And not individual names, but I just go in. And if God gives me anything, I've been known to send them at times. But I'm just saying this. I'm just saying God wants to do something new. And we're going to see it on the internet. And so I want to encourage you to check out things that we have. Also, my schools on my, if you go to DougAddison.com, we've got the Hearing the Voice of God 365. It's an online activation school for the prophetic, the Dream Crash Course, several of the schools are right online that you can take them at your own leisure. All right, upcoming events for December, New Year's Eve, December 31st is going to be at Blazing Fire Church in Dublin, California. It's again this year, but this year, instead of waiting till midnight, because I was really tired, it's going to be from 6 to 10 p.m. Pacific time. And the venue might change. I heard that the venue might change. It was checked back with us, but it's going to be very powerful. Something's going to be released over the church, over the San Francisco Bay Area. We've got the Prophetic Glory Conference with myself, David and Stephanie Herzog, Miranda Nelson, and Steve Swanson. It's going to be January 12th through the 15th in Sedona, Arizona. There is a registration for that. It's going to be very, very powerful. We've been talking about it, David and I, and talking about what the Lord wants to release. The glory is really high there. Save this date, January 21st. It's a Saturday of 2017. Save the date because we're going to do a new online activation workshop, never been done before. It's going to be strategic training in areas that's going to affect your life more later. DougAddison.com, Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Hey, let's go into the Q&A time. I've got Pam who's been pulling together some of these questions. Let me get over there to that screen. All right. And we got about 15 minutes for questions, which is perfect, actually. I needed to release a big word. It took a little bit of time to release that word. Now I'm trying to find the beginning. Oh, here we go. This is a question from Anna. Do you have encounters when Kim Clement went to heaven to be with the Lord? Did you? And I just told you about it. It's going to be released tomorrow on my blog as well. Let's see. Question from someone. I can't read the name. Let's see. I'm just going to put on my glasses. It'll help me do this. Don't want to put them on upside down. Okay. What if you have given a prophecy for 2016 and it did not see anything happen? Well, you know, that is common because of timing. Things could have been thrown off from other issues. There's all kinds of stuff. You know, don't worry about that stuff. Just ask God to show you why. And ask Him to show you what's the real timing. Because a lot of things take time to work out. And if you look at this, God had prophesied things over and over through the Bible, but it took up time, really. We don't get to see the timing of things before it all worked out. I won't go into the details of that. Here's a question from VA. Do you know what kind of angel this is? 10 foot tall, with hair about the jawline, wearing a summer garment and sandals, wearing a pouch around the shoulder. Sounds like a California angel to me. No, I don't know. But if it had a pouch around the shoulder, it probably was some type of, you know, a provision angel that was going to come. But I don't know. I know functions more than names and things like that, but it does sound like a fun angel to be, especially with the summer garment on. It's very cool. God's bringing a new an assignment to help you to be able to relate with people. That's what that angel does. Here's one from someone. I don't know the name. How do you know what your spiritual gifts are? Well, that's a really long answer. There are some things you could actually take a test if you wanted to. I think Peter Wagner's ministry had a spiritual gifts test. But you know, one thing to do is just to start noticing what you're good at. What is it? The things, because sometimes, not always, the things that you're naturally good at are actually entwined with your spiritual gifts. And you can do some spiritual gift testings, but ask other people, what is it that you're naturally good at? And see if something comes up. All right, here's one from Sophia. How can I tell if my prayer request to God is delayed or denied? I felt for months the Lord was leading me to a particular outcome, but I have I'm having no such opposition. I'm starting to wonder if I heard him at all. Well, sounds like you are trying to get an outcome, that you maybe had it in your head for the outcome instead of getting it into, all right, here's what I'm hearing from you, Lord. We want to test this, you know, because sometimes we can get a particular outcome in mind. And God, remember this, that no one can fathom the mind of God. 1 Corinthians 2:9, I read that at the beginning of this, is we want to test it and we want to see that, especially when it has to do with people, with relationships and things like that, is that, especially, you know, I'm just saying, let God show you if this was from Him, if the timing got messed up, there's things that you need to work through. This is what we teach you in the Hearing God 365 Online Activation School. And by the way, I forgot to mention, you can take a free 14-day test drive of that. And in session one, and it's 12 sessions. But I just want to say this, is that it takes time. It takes time to test things. It takes time to learn things. So I want to encourage you, Sophia, don't give up. Keep asking the Lord. Here's one from Tilly. What does it mean if you keep seeing Jesus beside you, speaking prophetic words to others at the times of their personal difficulties? Well, that means that the spirit of prophecy is with you. And so you're seeing Jesus beside you while you're speaking, I guess, these personal prophetic words. It means the Lord's walking with you with the spirit of prophecy, and He's there to help you give the love of Jesus to people through this. Very powerful, Tilly. Here's one from Lisa. Last year, you talked about children who were turning 24. Just wondering any more to add to that word. It's a very powerful word. You can read it in the 2016 prophetic forecast. And also, I think it was on my October blog last year. No, I don't have anything more on it than I had then, except that people who've been since then, that is a powerful word last year. Since then, people have been going through we are all in a 24-month purging time. It's like John 15 pruning time. And so the 24-year-olds are going to start rising up on the scene, those who've been purged and pruned, and those who have been humbled. God's going to move right now. I don't really have anything more on it, but you can pray into that. Here's a question from someone. Sometimes I don't fall asleep well. Is this an attempt of the enemy to interrupt my ability to hear God in my dream state? Yeah, it could be. Could be something you ate. Could be Boy, that's something that could be the spiritual realm around you. There's so many things that it could be. I hate to say it was just one, but if you think it's then what you do before you go to bed. In fact, I pray this because went through some intense warfare over the last few months, and the heavens started to get darkened at night. Though I hear the Lord in the daytime, I hadn't heard the Lord at night as much as I used to. So I started saying, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you open the heavens right before I go to bed. Open the heavens over me. And I pray that you would show me why this is happening. And you know what? It might be just a season change. It might be something happening in your neighborhood. It might, it depends. But I encourage you to keep on praying. All right. Here's another one. When I pray about a certain situation I've been believing for and promised, I keep getting Daniel 12. Why is this significantly coming up? Well, that was a visitation of an angel, I believe. And so I'd read Daniel 12 over and over, and God is going to send an angel to help you, most likely. Here's one from Denise. If God is fully in control, as we believe he is, yes, by the way, he is. There's no if about that. But how do we say that the enemy took Kim Clement early or any other person? God says, no one can be snatched from my hand. Well, I didn't say that the enemy, I don't know. This is a loaded question. Yes, the enemy is the controller of death. God, though, Jesus has the keys of the kingdom. And this is very important to understand that it almost like you don't want to test God in this. Denise, I understand your question here. But the Bible does not say that no one can be snatched, no one can be taken, no one can be sick, because we see people die all the time. We see things happen. And it might be one verse, but it's just a tough one to understand that God is in full control. I just want to answer the beginning of that. If God is in full control, as we believe he is, amen to that. He is. And if the enemy is taking people, then we need to begin to pray like never before. There's a level of evil rising up. I don't usually talk about it because people are focused too much on evil. And so anyway, it's a loaded question. And I just want to say, God, we just pray right now for people to understand, and that there's, I hope that what I shared at the beginning will share. Think about it. If God said that no one could be snatched from his hand, how then did Philip get taken? I'm sorry, Stephen get taken in Acts 7? It's because it was to set up the justification that the enemy overplayed his hand, but the Lord came back with a revival. And that's what I think that we need to see on a greater level. Hope that helps people. But I'm seeing numbers. Here's another one. In sets of three all day, numbers six like this. What do they mean? Well, it depends on the number. Three could be, things tripling, could be times, verses, could be dates. It depends on the numbers. Threes and sixes. Threes represent the number of God. Six represents the number of man, but that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. So it just depends on what the number is. Here's a question from Brian. And this is the word for the political arena. Sounds incredibly similar in all respects to what I hear now for the church I leave. Do you believe this word has an overlap into the into the churches as well? Yes, I believe that it's churches because of this. Listen, this is because the political spirit is spilled over into the church. And so all prophetic words can be for yourself, it can be for your church, it can be, you can take these and apply them to different areas. I know that I wrote the 2016 prophetic forecast, 2017. And at the beginning, I opened by talking about the political change. And I encourage people to not try to read my prophetic words for next year with the understanding through the political mindset that we know right now, because they are not meant for that. Because then you start trying to put it into a box. Prophecy, sometimes you put it into a box where it doesn't belong. And we want to be able to to broaden that, not put God in a box. That's why many people miss hearing the Lord, because we put it into a box of our own understanding. And again, that's what I teach in my Hearing the Voice of God 365, is how to step outside of that box, how to really judge a word without being judgmental, and how to grow in this area. Okay, here's another question. Let's see, what are your thoughts on tattoos? Should we avoid them? Well, I don't have a tattoo. I don't encourage anybody to get a tattoo, but I don't judge anyone who has one. And I do teach this in my, prophetic tattoo interpretation training, because 1 billion people have tattoos. I did do thorough research. Listen, I did thorough research on what the Bible really says about tattoos. And also, I forgot the guy's name, but he did his dissertation. He did a paper on whether tattoos are unbiblical or not. And this guy doesn't even have a tattoo. And he determined, this is what I determined, that it's up to you and God, and that the Leviticus 19:28 is way out of context. Do not, you know, get a tattoo. Do not cut your... If you're going to take Leviticus 19:28 only, listen to me, then you can't cut your hair. You're going to come under the law. You can't wear your clothing with two types of weave. If you're going to come under the law like that, you can't take one verse and say that. Also, you want to look at the context. I'm not saying it's okay, but if you're going to use Leviticus 19:28, then you better be ready to use Leviticus 7:11 that says don't eat pork. Can we really have a bacon eater judging a person with a tattoo using Leviticus? So my thoughts are, take it between you and God. If you're under 18, it's up to your parents. They can override God. I'm just saying, if 1 billion people have tattoos, the Lord showed me this. 1 billion people have tattoos. Doesn't make it right. This is what the Lord said. Look up, the fields are ripe for harvest. They're ripe for harvest. I get my heart broken. Steph, listen to me and everybody. My heart gets broken because when I used to do prophetic coaching, I've coached people with tattoos, and one guy was ready to commit suicide because his church, he was a guy in his 20s, was making him go through painful tattoo removal because of Leviticus 19:20-28. No, that is ungodly. That's going way too far. If you've been on my side when we do outreach, and I do, you know, tattoo interpretation outreaches, and you hear the stories of people about they've been rejected by the church and told that they couldn't go to church or they couldn't love Jesus because of the abomination on their body, that's a lie. That is a lie. The Lord's love is open to everybody. And that's why Revelation 19:16, the second coming of Christ, read it for yourself. It says that on his robe and on his thigh is written this name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus comes back with a tat. He knew he was coming back to a tattooed and pierced generation. He was pierced for our iniquities. I'm just saying, there's tattoos throughout the Bible. They're going to write on his hand. It's Isaiah 44. There's a revival coming with people who would write the name of the Lord on their hand. That's a tattoo. I'm not saying to get them. I'm saying don't judge people who have them, and pray about it if you want to get them. They're bad for you, actually, as far as, they can take your immune system down. The ink can be bad, things like that. They can be health risks. And you got to make sure someone knows how to spell, or you'll get an angle instead of an angel. All right, here's another question. Do you ever struggle with getting out of your head? What's the deal with that? Getting out of your head, that's thinking, but your thoughts going wild. Yes, I do all the time. And here's what I do, is I write those thoughts down. I try to get those out of the way. If I go to pray, I start writing down. I have a whiteboard I have whiteboards all over the place. I write on the whiteboard all those things I'm getting in my head. I keep undoing them. And then if I'm writing a document, if I'm writing a book or an article, and all the stuff in my head, the negativity or whatever, the thing I don't like about it, I open up a gripe document and I type all this stuff down till I get it cleared out to pray and things like that. Later on, you can start taking authority in your head. Till then, you might want to clear your head and get out. Here's the last question. Can you see the face? Can you see Jesus face to face today? Yes, we can. Not many people are seeing Jesus face to face. I just want to say that. And they're misunderstanding that the presence of the Holy Spirit coming is not Jesus. Jesus is very different. It is possible to see Jesus face to face. But a lot of people don't know the difference between an angel, between Jesus. They think everything's Jesus these days. Difference between the Holy Spirit and angel and Jesus. Again, we teach that in Hearing God 365, my online activation school. I encourage you to go sign up for the free test drive. You can do that tonight. Check out DougAddison.com, our Christmas specials we have going on and our events that we have coming up. The Daily Prophetic Words, hashtag Daily Prophetic. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And also watch for these prophetic words to come out this month and our online training. I want to pray and activate. Father, we thank you for your goodness. God, I thank you. I pray for those who are hurting still now for understanding these things about losses and about all the things happening around the world. Lord God, we just say, bring about the greatest move that we've ever seen. Bring it about, we pray, in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. God bless you guys. I hope you have a great Christmas. I may see you on Facebook or something like that. I hope you really have a wonderful time. Expect God to move in such a special way that it's going to blow your mind radically. God bless you guys. See you on the internet.